Hey, what's up? You're listening to Dao English Podcast. This is an advanced English course, a B2 course, session number 6, lesson number 6. And today we speak about countable and uncountable nouns. So, welcome back. What's up, guys? Good to be back again. I've got a new class today. This is class number 6. Yep. Number 6. This is an advanced English course. Remember, you're listening to DaoEnglish.com. And this is a course to prepare you for the first certificate of English, you know, or Curso Avanzado 2, Escuela de Idiomas, you know, like a B2 level, basically. Okay, so in today's class, I want to discuss countable and uncountable nouns. So basically, you know, I know you know the basics, but a lot of students make mistakes with both types of nouns, so you need to know the differences, okay? So first, I'm going to explain what the differences are between countable and uncountable. Then, I will explain what the most common uncountable nouns are for your level, you know, the ones you're going to find in the real exam and the ones you should be aware of. And third, I'll give you some important phrases, like very common phrases that you can find in the use of English or in the writing exam, and that you can use with both countable and uncountable. And finally, I will explain how you can improve your B2, you know, your speaking and your writing using these nouns, okay? Okay, so let's start now. First, countable and uncountable nouns. So basically, you know, nouns can be countable, can be either countable or uncountable. And the main difference is that you can't count an uncountable noun. Okay? It's pretty straightforward. So, for example, if you speak about water, you can't say 2 waters or 3 waters or 24 waters. On the other hand, you're able to say like 2 computers, 3 apples, 2 paintings. So that's the main difference. There are words which can be both, like countable and uncountable, but I'll explain that later. Okay, so first, let's look at the countable nouns, you know, countable nouns. So first we use, for the singular, when it's just one, we use a or an, we use the indefinite article, you know, like a job, or a chair, or a microphone, like the one I have right now here. Countable nouns can be made plural. So you can say a computer, or you can say computers, or you can say 25 microphones, or 24 phones, okay? Or you can say 16 apples. So you can make them plural. When we use some with countable nouns, we mean it's an indefinite number, it's unspecified, and it's like unos cuantos or unos pocos. So you can say like some apples, you know, I've got some apples here, or you can say some people, you know, some people prefer this, some people prefer that. So basically it's an indefinite quantity. So we use some. We can also use any. And obviously, you know, any, we only use it for questions and negative sentences. So you can say, I don't have any chairs. I don't have any chairs. Or, do you have any chairs? Do you have any chairs in your house? No, I don't have any chairs. I'm afraid. Okay? So we use any only for the negative and for the questions, while we use some for positive sentences. And if we want to just indicate a small quantity, we can use a few, F-E-W, a few, okay? So you can say, I've got a few chairs, you know, I don't have a lot of chairs, but I have a few chairs, unas pocas, okay? And finally, if you want to indicate a very, very large amount, you know, like a large number, you would say like, a lot of chairs, I have a lot of chairs, I have lots of chairs, or you could say plenty of chairs, for example, you know, like I have more than enough. You know, I've got plenty of chairs. We can use a few when it's a small quantity. We can use some when it's indefinite, you know, in the middle. We can use any only for questions and negative sentences. And then we can use a lots of, or plenty of when it's a, you know, a large quantity. Okay, so that's for countable nouns. We can make them plural. Okay, and we can count, of course. Now let's go to, you know, let's move on to uncountable nouns. So uncountable nouns, obviously, because you can't count them, you can't use a or an, so it's impossible to use it. You can't say a water. You can say, you can't say a time. You can't say I don't know, like a paint, una pintura, okay, a paint. So you can't use the indefinite article. You can't use a or an. And of course, because we can't count them, you can't make them plural, basically. So it's impossible to say, I don't know, like pollutions, or to say musics, or to say works. So because they can't be made plural, they're always singular. So when we're talking about uncountable nouns, the verb is always in the singular. So you say, music is relaxing. Music is relaxing. Okay, you don't say music are. Music is, pollution is detrimental, or pollution is bad. Okay, so we use the verb in the singular. Or you can say, time is precious. Okay, time is precious. or work, the work is hard. You know, work is hard. So they can't be plural. You don't use a or an. The verb is in the singular. And now the expressions that we can use with them. For example, for a small quantity, we can say a bit of. A bit of. Or we can say a little, a bit of, or a little. So you can say, could you give me a bit of information? Or I have a little time, you know, I don't have much time, so I've got a little time. So we use a bit of, or a little. Then we can use some, and it's the same as countable nouns. We use it, you know, when it's in the middle, it's not a large amount. It's just, you know, I've got some information for you. Or I've got some ice cream in the fridge. You know, I've got some ice cream. It's not a lot, you know, but there might be enough for all of us. I've got some ice cream. Then we use any. And again, you can only use any for negative and questions. Like, do you have any money? Or I don't have any ice cream. I'm sorry, I don't have any ice cream. Or there isn't any pollution in this city. Then we use much. For us, you know, for a large amount, we use much, but only in the negative or in questions. So you don't use much in a positive sentence. You don't say, I have much money. I mean, you won't ever hear a native saying something like that. So you say, I don't have, you know, in the negative, I don't have much money. I don't have much free time. I don't have much information at the moment. Okay? Much. And you can say, of course, a lot of. You know, this is very handy because you can use a lot of for countable and uncountable nouns. You can say lots of. You can say plenty of. Okay, so it's the same as for countable nouns. Okay, so that's the main difference between countable and uncountable. Just be careful. The verb is in the singular and they can't be plural, uncountable nouns. Now, that's you know, the basics. Now I'm going to give you a list with the most common uncountable nouns in a B2 level, in the first level. Okay. You know, this is a very important list because lots of students make mistakes with these words. So just be careful, pay attention. First one is accommodation. Accommodation is with double C and double M. accommodation, and this is alojamiento. So just be careful, it's uncountable. Okay, so you can say a lot of accommodation, a little accommodation, some accommodation. Okay, if you want to specify, you can speak about one flat or one house or one hotel, but the concept, the general concept, is uncountable. So you say a lot of accommodation or a little accommodation, okay? Or a bit of accommodation, a bit. Then we've got advice, and this is like tips, you know, consejo. So advice is uncountable. So you can't say two advices. This is one of the most common mistakes. You know, don't say two advices, three advices. You say three tips, two tips, 44 tips. If you want to count it, you say a piece of advice. But I will explain that later. Okay, so don't worry about that expression. Just remember, advice is uncountable. Then we have behavior with V. Behavior, comportamiento, this is uncountable. Countryside, be careful, countryside. El campo, you know, la campiña, countryside is uncountable. So you can say there is a lot of countryside around Murcia or around Madrid. There is a lot of countryside, okay? Damage, okay? Daño, damage is uncountable. Equipment is uncountable, and you need to be aware of this because you can use it for a lot of things. So as I will tell you later, you can say a piece of equipment, un aparato, a piece of equipment, or una pieza deportiva, okay? But you don't say one equipment, two equipments. Experience is uncountable, okay? And this is a very beautiful concept because it is true. You know, experience in life, you can't really, really measure. You can't really count experience. It's uncountable. So you can say a bit of experience, some experience, a lot of experience. Food, of course, is uncountable. Furniture, and this is the biggest mistake, furniture is uncountable. Okay, los muebles. So you can't say one furniture, 20 furnitures. If you want to count it, you have to say a piece of furniture. A piece of furniture, un mueble, a piece of furniture. Then we've got homework, of course, that's uncountable. So don't say, oh, my teacher gave me homeworks. Me mandó deberes. My teacher gave me homeworks. You say, my teacher gave me a lot of homework or little homework. Housework, the chores, you know, the house chores, housework, like dusting the furniture or cleaning the windows, that's uncountable. Information is uncountable. So if you want to count it, you can say a piece of information, a piece of information, or a lot of information, or some information. Then you've got knowledge, you know, from the verb to know, knowledge. I mean, don't worry about the spelling because I will give you the list on the article. Knowledge. Conocimiento, so this is uncountable. You have a lot of knowledge. You have some knowledge. You have a little knowledge. Luggage, with double G, luggage. You know, you can count, when you're traveling, when you're at the airport, you can count the suitcases, the number of suitcases that you carry, but you can't count luggage. Then you've got media, you know, the media, that's uncountable. Music, uncountable, be careful. News, this is a tricky one, you know. Noticia, even if it's singular in Spanish, we say news. So you say the news is good. La noticia es buena, because it's uncountable, so it's always singular. The news is good. That is bad news. That is bad news. We don't say that are. That is bad news. It's a bit misleading because the word finishes in S, but it's a singular word. Then we've got paper. You say a piece of paper or a sheet of paper, okay, but you can't say two papers. Pollution, as I told you, You can say a great deal of pollution, a small amount of pollution, a bit of pollution, but you can't say two pollutions. Research, investigation, of course, this is uncomfortable. So you say a lot of research, some research, a little research, okay? You know, for example, scientists are carrying out a lot of research, okay? But you don't say three research. Scenery, you know, from the word scene, scenery, paisaje, this is uncountable. So, for example, we were traveling and we were on the train and we could see, we were able to see, we could see a lot of scenery, you know, a lot of beautiful scenery. Then you've got smoke. You know, when there is a fire, you can see smoke. So that's uncountable. Software is uncountable. You say a piece of software, programa, a piece of software, or you can say a program. But if you use the word software, it's uncountable. Stuff, you know, things, stuff. I have a lot of stuff. I have some stuff. I have a little stuff. Transport, yeah, be careful. Transport is uncountable. So there is a great deal of public transport. There is a small amount of public transport. There is a bit of public transport, or there is a lot of transport, okay? And work, be careful. Job is countable, you know, a position, like for example, a manager, that's a job. A teacher, that's a job. Three jobs, 24 jobs. But work, you know, the activity, doing activities in general is uncountable. So you say, I have a lot of work, I have a little work, or I have a bit of work. Good, well done. So that's, you know, we explained the main difference between countable and uncountable nouns. And now I just gave you like a list. You've got the list on the article, if you're reading the article. A list with the most common uncountable nouns in the B2 level. And then I just want to give you some important phrases that you can use to count, okay? So for example, with uncountable nouns, of course, you can't quantify these nouns, but there are some expressions that you might want to use when you want to count them. So for example, you can't say one information, but you can say a piece of information, you know, P-I-E-C-E, a piece of information. You can say a piece of furniture if you refer to a table or to a chair or to a chest of drawers. You know, a piece of furniture, un mueble, a piece of furniture. A piece of advice is one tip. A piece of advice, okay? Just one, you know, a piece of advice. Can you give me two pieces of advice, okay? Or a piece of news, and this is a tricky one, be careful. When you're doing the listening or the reading, a piece of news, una noticia. Okay, so it's when you want to quantify the word news, you say a piece of news, a piece of news. Oh, this morning I read a piece of news about the jungle, you know, or I don't know, a piece of news. Okay. Then we can say a drop of, you know, a drop, una gota, a drop of milk. A drop of water, a drop of wine is like a small amount of wine. A drop of. Or you can say a glass, basically. That's an easy one, isn't it? A glass of wine, a glass of beer, a glass of juice. So you can quantify. And a final one is a slice. This is S-L-I-C-E. And you want to use it mainly for food. You know, a slice of meat. Una rodaja, a slice of tomato, a slice of cheese, you know? Okay. And finally, there are some expressions that you're going to find in the B2 level, in the B2 exam, you know, in Escuela de Idiomas or Cambridge. And these are for uncountable nouns. The first one is a bit of. Okay, un poco de, a bit of. It's like a little, a bit of. And then for a large amount, we have a great deal of, a great deal of. This means a very, very large amount, a great deal of, like, there is a great deal of pollution in this city. Or we have a great deal of time, so don't worry, you know, we've got enough time. Or a large amount of, a large amount, una cantidad, una buena cantidad, a large amount of. So we've got a large amount of luggage in this airport. Or there was a large amount of smoke near the fire. Okay. So that's for uncountable nouns. We've got a bit of, a great deal of, a large amount of. And for countable nouns, we have a large number. A large number of. And this is very easy to remember because number reminds you of countable nouns. Okay, so we only use it for countable nouns. So you say a large number of people, a large number of students, a large number of jobs, okay? And finally, the majority with J, the majority of, la mayoría, like most, the majority of jobs, the majority of people, blah, 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 okay? Good. Well, last point, I told you I would explain how you can use this to improve your writing and your speaking, but this is very straightforward. I don't have to explain, do I? It's just try to use countable and uncountable nouns in your writings and in your speaking. And be aware of the different expressions. You know, you can say a large amount of time. We spend a great deal of time trying to open the door, but in the end, we made it. Or, you know, I think Western civilization eats a great deal of food, you know, a large amount of food every day. So we are wasting a great deal of money or blah, blah, blah. So you try to give your writings a little bit of style, a little bit of richness, okay? So try to use countable and uncountable nouns in your writings and in your speaking, and you will improve dramatically. Okay, so well done. That was class number 6. This is an advanced English course. You're listening to DawayEngles.com. That's DAWAY, DawayEngles.com. David Palencia talking here. And I'll see you next time, okay? So take care now.